Welcome, everybody, to the wonderful world of Pokemon Mind and Body. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to help support the show, you can visit our Ko-fi. That's Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to be on the show as a gym leader or as another character, you can email the show at pkmnmindbody@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on the show. This is your show and we want you to be a part. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out. If you like a lot of the orchestral sort of classical music that you hear underneath the show, all of that's provided by Braxton Burks. Follow him on Twitter at Braxton Burks.
Hello, this is GM Starsun, the GM of the game, and you can follow me at GM Starsun. You can also find me on YouTube under the name GM Starsun, where I mostly stream Magic. You can find me also on Twitch at GM Starsun for more Magic Arena and other goofy games, whatever I feel like playing at the time.
I'm Sky. I play Max, and I have my own podcast, Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from pop culture and then talk about it. And you can follow me on social media at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm Bobby. I play Tesla on the show, and you can follow me on Twitter at Space King Bobby, on Tumblr at Space King Comics, and at Space King Bobby's blog. Don't forget to check out the other cool shows that we do at nerdficstrangers.com/listen. This includes Nerdfix Strangers and the Wrestling Time Machine podcast. Also, don't forget to check out avetmakesthings.com for all sorts of cool nerdy stuffed animals, badges, jewelry, dream catchers, comics, stockings, just about any kind of nerdy craft you can think of. My wife does it. Without her, none of this is possible. So check out avetmakesthings.com. And I think with that, I think we can start the show.
Welcome one and all to the world of Pokemon Mind and Body. Last time, well, to give you all our views, since it's been a while since our last podcast, Tesla and Max went into the forest outside of their hometown, and Max had a wonderful adventure that belongs on a Saturday morning cartoon.
It was delightful.
And Tesla also had an adventure.
We learned a valuable lesson about splitting the party. And why you should never do it. Yeah, don't.
Don't you know, you never split the party. It's a great song. So, Max, why don't you give us a quick update on what happened with you?
Well, we followed some Oddish tracks, and then we ran into a Torterra. I talked to it for a little bit, and it gave me an egg. And it has a oak leaf pattern on it.
Nifty. Yeah. And, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing. It is nifty.
And, Tesla, what happened to you?
I almost died.
Look, we each play to our strengths. I made friends and you almost died.
That's a heck of a strength. Yeah, I got strung up by Spinarax and almost eaten alive. So
I probably would have told your parents.
Yeah, well, what they don't know won't hurt them. I almost died, everybody.
Again.
A second time. We're only two episodes into this show, and I've almost died in both of them.
I'm sensing a running theme. Let's see if we can keep it up.
Let's not.
So, last time we ended off with you cresting the rise to see the Ice Wharf Town, whose name I keep goofing and getting wrong, so hopefully we can keep that straight this time.
It's definitely canonically Ice Wharf Town at this exact moment, no matter what else Max may say.
Look, nobody knows Frostborn better than me.
So, you crest the edge and look out over Ice Wharf Town, and it is a snowy wonderland. and there are... And even though it is the middle of summer, and the air is a little warm, there's snow everywhere. And you think that this may be due to the literal horde of Snover and Abomasnow that are prancing about around you. There are a lot of the little guys.
I'm going to pull up my Pokedex and take a couple of pictures.
We did that already.
If you want to redo it again, it's no problem.
Yeah, let's redo it again just in case.
Max pulls out his Pokedex and holds it up and trains it on a Snover.
Snover, the Frost Tree Pokemon. Seemingly curious about people, they gather around footsteps they find on snowy mountains.
I am going to pull out my Pokedex and take a picture of its evolved form.
Abomasnow, the Frost Tree Pokemon. They appear when the snow flowers bloom. When the petals fall, they retreat to places unknown again.
Look at them all.
For some reason, I want to call the Abomasnow Barry?
You want to try and catch one?
Do they seem busy? Like, you said they were frolicking, but, like, are they doing something?
They just seem to be walking about, snow falling everywhere.
Are there any that have any distinguishing features or marks?
Not particularly. They've just got occasional patterns and things like that. But...
Hey, Abomasnow!
Seven Abomasnows turn and look at you.
I'm sorry, I don't know your individual names. What's good?
They tilt their head and sort of stare at you for a bit.
I see. Nikki? Can you, ask if anybody wants to go on a little journey?
Nikki hops forward and...
And be cool, please.
Shink, 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 shink.
I'm not saying anything that isn't true. You kinda bonered up the last one.
Shanks.
You did?
Shanks. She flicks you in the face with her tail. There's a little spark.
Alright, you're in thin ice. Do you get it?
She shakes her head in your pun, moves over to where the Abomasnows are, and sits down and... Shink, shink, shinks.
Can we do a little charm for her?
Yeah.
I do want to say, this whole time, my face is in my hand. I'm just so ashamed.
She rolled a 10.
Nice.
Well done, Nikki. Nikki. That's the proper way to say it. I was going to call her Nicholas, but that's not her full name.
She looks up and... Chinks, 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 chinks. Bumma snow. Snow, snow. Bumma snow. And they're sort of making gestures. Chinks, 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 chinks. Chinks. Bumma snow. Shinx sort of looks back at you and shrugs, and the Abomasnows sort of indicate the hordes of Snover they're walking around, and you think they're going to stick with that they're looking to take care of their little Snovers.
Their charges.
Yes.
So you're like the chaperones then?
Snow.
I look at Nikki.
She nods.
Alright, well, I guess stay cool, and we're gonna head to the town.
They wave goodbye, and...
I don't know why you're facepalm. We just had a lovely conversation.
We have to go.
Yeah, I just said that.
So, we're kind of making our way towards Frostwarp Town. Icewarp Town. I'm not from here. It is Icewarp Town, yes, Max?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there a sign nearby that has the name of the town?
Yes, there is. It says Icewarp Town. But oddly enough, it seems to have been spray-painted with big X's and new names written in several times.
Yeah, you're gonna dig it. There's, like, it's home to, like, this constant festival thing. It's pretty rad.
Ooh. Well, I do like me a festival. Get me some... Corn dog, some hot chocolate.
They call them cold dogs.
That's not
I don't know. That's just what they call them.
Okay. So as we're walking into town, Lucas, can we see if there are any other Pokemon out and about, kind of in that area?
Well, you see that there are some of your standard city Pokemon running about. You've got some Pidgeys and P-Dubs and, you know, things like that. P-Dove.
We don't like P-Dubs.
I really gotta start keeping track of how many Pokeballs and stuff I have.
Write that down somewhere.
It's probably...
Probably.
Yeah, probably a good idea. I know I've got 8.
Let's just say I have 10.
Okay, so we're coming into Icewarf Town. Max, I think we should probably go to the Pokemon Center.
That's not a bad idea. They have hot chocolate, and I can't feel these and hold up my hands.
Oh, those are positively blue. We should get somewhere warm now.
I don't mind them matching my hair, but, you know, it's probably not great.
As you guys are discussing this, Beedoof. And
what up?
Suddenly, a particularly familiar P-Dove appears and flaps over to Max, and sort of when Max holds out his hands to catch, because he's apparently trying to settle, he sort of just sits in your hands and there's a warm bird in them.
Ah, this is the best bird ever. I should have caught it for you while you were unconscious.
I'm going to just rub my hands together that are in some nice comfy gloves, and
Pidoof.
I'm gonna hold out the bird at Tesla's face and go, look at how cute his eyes are.
Pidoof.
No. We should go to the Pokemon Center.
So you guys head to the Pokemon Center, and inside, the Nurse Joy is, you know, taking care of things, and it's a nice, spacious, and very warm. They've clearly turned the heat up a little.
Ooh, is there a Chansey?
Yes, I would say there is a Chansey.
I'm gonna get my Pokédex out. Hey, Chansey, can you come over here? I would love to get a picture.
Chansey, the egg Pokémon. A kindly Pokémon that lays highly nutritious eggs and shares them with injured people or Pokémon.
Thanks, Chansey, you're a peach.
She leans over and she pinches your cheeks and... Chansey! And then walks away.
I'm gonna give her a high five.
She high fives back.
She is a peach. Hey, Joy, what's up?
Nurse Joy smiles. Oh, hello. Welcome to Icewarf Town Pokemon Center. Will you be staying here for the night?
Yeah, you've got us a couple spare rooms. That would be just Jim and Nancy Dandy.
She shakes her head at you.
What?
The dandies. They make everything awesome.
I'm gonna just walk up to the room.
Nurse Joy waves as you walk away.
Hey, Joy. It's real cold outside. Do you know where I could get, like, a fire-type Pokemon? Preferably, like, a Tepig, because they always smell like bacon, and it's great. Do you know where I could find a fire-type around here?
She chuckles and says, there's not too many fire types unless you go all the way up into the mountains nearby. Though some of the games have the possibility as their grand prize of winning a Pokemon, some of them might have a fire Pokemon.
That's good to know. Thank you, Joy.
I'm not sure why
I said that so creepy-like. I'm gonna finger gun again and walk up.
Alright, well, he's coming up. I am... still in my winter gear. I'm going to be looking... Is there a map up there in the room?
Yeah, there's a standard city map. Not in the room, but it's, you know, before you go upstairs. There's a big one on the wall.
Okay. Are there any books around in the rooms?
Not really.
What about brochures?
There is a city brochure for the festival.
Okay, I'm going to grab one of those, and I'm going to be looking at it.
So... Icewarf Town is famous for its dock carnival that is always ongoing. Mm. And it is a major attraction of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And there are games and food and, you know, the general brochure, you know, come check out our awesome thing that our town needs to survive.
Hey, Max, I'm looking at this brochure. Yes.
I know all of the names of these things and where they are. Why would you need a brochure?
I was looking at it while I was waiting for you to be done creepily
Look,
talking.
I know Frosttime City better than any brochure.
That's not the name of the city on the brochure, like at all. Do you want to go to this festival?
I do. I talked to Joy. She said that we could possibly play some games that got some Pokemon. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That does sound exciting, and I do love me a good boardwalk.
Yeah, also, I got all this cash that I took off that guy that we beat up. That sounded really bad. I'm gonna... Are there other people in the room?
No, there are not.
That sounded not great, but you know what happened. It's fine. It's totally fine that I sort of robbed them.
Context. It's fair.
You're an accessory. Remember.
It was a justifiable act in the line of duty.
That's right. So, I think we should probably go out. But, I'm gonna pull out my winter stuff, so I don't die of cold.
Can Max still not have gloves?
They're fingerless. So worthless.
Eh, fingerless still help.
Keeps the main hand warm. So, I'm gonna pull my winter stuff out. It's just a... I'm already wearing a track jacket, so I'm gonna be wearing a poofy vest. And a giant scarf with lightning bolts on it. I'm gonna pull out a little hat and scarf for Nikki. I also have earmuffs.
I can't remember if I described my winter gear. I suppose I should.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did. So I am wearing a black, kind of like thick leather jacket that's got like a hoodie sewn in underneath. And I am wearing a black, like, it's a combination ski mask and babushka, you know, with like the little ear flaps.
Mm-hmm.
So it fits to your face kind of snugly, but it's still got like the little ear flaps. And it's got a red R on the front of it. And then
can't say I care for that.
What?
Can't say I care for that there, buddy.
It's a good hat. It does what a hat's supposed to do.
I'm sure it does. It also makes you stand out. You know how the bad guys label themselves? Maybe. You know what? You got it. You got it. You're fine.
I'm gonna give Max a side eye.
I'm just gonna shrug.
I'm also...
Can't argue with history.
I'm also gonna be wearing my black leather gloves. That are pretty comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And just some, like, regular denim jeans. And some black boots.
Oh, my stuff is blue and yellow.
Okay, I tell you what. Max is right. This hat is not inconspicuous. I'm going to take this hat off, and I'm going to put on a regular babushka that's just, like, red and black flannel and a matching scarf.
Real quick, Tesla.
Yes.
How many more babushkas do you have in your pack?
Just
how many emergency?
Just these two.
Tesla. It's me, your friend. Just tell me how many you really have.
Just these two.
Five.
P-Duff. You see P-Duff pop out of the bag wearing a babushka.
I don't know how he got in there, but I knew it.
That's for Gigawatt. And I'm going to put a babushka on Gigawatt.
I'm offended on your floating ball's behalf that you didn't consider him when you were counting.
Well, he's okay with it, aren't you, Gigawatt?
Magnemite.
Well, I'm going to hold out my fist to the P-Dove for Nux. See what
P-Dove
happens.
P-Dove returns.
Right. With his little
with
leg
a
or
little
a wing?
Flap, with a little flap of the wing.
Nice.
I hate that bird.
P-Dove.
But he loves you so much. All he wants you to do is love him back.
It's not gonna happen. Let's go to the boardwalk.
As you go around, you realize that the P-Dove is now wearing a babushka.
So,
I'm gonna wake and finger gun at him as we leave.
as we're leaving the Pokemon Center, I'm going to turn to Max. Hey, Max, other than the boardwalk, is there anything else of interest in Ice Wharf Town?
Max knows that there's, of course, the gym. There is the big attraction is the festival. So there's just sort of basic town amenities beyond that. There is a hot springs near the on the one side of the town closer to the mountains that you can go to warm up. But other than that, there's not too much.
Well, I mean, the mountain's pretty neat. We got the hot springs. Joy said that there's probably some fire types up there. And as I understand it, the rock types kind of dig hanging out by the hot water, which seems counterintuitive. But, I don't know, something about this Nintendo property reminds me that rock people like hot springs.
What's a Nintendo?
Somebody that could potentially sue us. So, we, but other than that, there's just pretty much the festival and the gym.
I thought every Pokemon trainer started out with the latest Nintendo console in their bedroom.
I'm pretty sure they do, but yeah. Max just moved, so maybe it's not unpacked yet, and he forgot.
You mean Tesla?
Yep, I'm Max.
So, Lucas, with this being, like, a smaller town, and the boardwalk being the main attraction, is it fair to say that it's not really, like, incorporated? It's more like a village than it is, like, a city?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's got a gym, though.
It's got a gym, and it's got the boardwalk, so it's not by any means a small town, but it's also not, like, bustling metropolis either.
Right, okay. I'm just trying to figure out the possibility of running into, like, Pokemon in the city.
Oh, there's a fair chance of that, you know, but they're going to be urban Pokemon, so.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That might be what I'm looking for. Well, we're walking down to the boardwalk, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we roll to see if we see any Pokemon on our way down there that might be wild?
Sure.
There is a P-Dub. Right around here.
Something that's worth keeping.
Beedoof.
You go.
He helped me carry you when you were unconscious.
I'm gonna, like, shoo him away.
I rolled 16 on perception.
Aw, come on. I rolled a 5.
It's because you have a P-Dub in your face.
Yeah, I'm busy shooing
you. You see a Pidgey, and you got a 15, or a 16 on the rarity, so...
I take it at a 5, I can only see a Pidgey.
If that. You mostly see a P-Dub.
Get him out of here.
Max, you see, sort of hidden in the one of the back alleys behind a trash can, a small figure stare out with your giant blue eyes. All you can see under the sort of cloak is giant blue eyes.
Hey, Max, I'll be right back, and I'm going to head down the alley.
Okay, I'm Tesla.
I'm Max. Hey, Tesla. I'm going to be right back.
You head over, and as you do so, the little thing in the little cloak starts to run away. What do you do?
I'm going to take Nikki. I'm going to throw her over whatever this is.
Okay.
To block its exit.
Okay. Give me a acrobatics, whatever the equivalent is for the system for Nikki. To make sure she lands on her feet. She does have a bonus as a cat.
All right. I hope she's not surprised. She rolled an 8.
That's good enough. She lands gracefully, though she does give you a bit of a glare.
I'm just going to shrug and be like, look, I dacked. As I say that, I'm pulling my dax out to take a picture of whatever this thing is.
As you try and take a picture, it pulls the cloak in the way, and you can't seem to get a good picture.
When you say cloak, is it like a blanket it found, or is this a part of the Pokemon?
No, it's like a blanket, or actually it almost looks more like a piece of garbage bag, or, you know, just discarded garbage cloth.
Okay. She did so well earlier. Hey, Nikki, can you talk to whatever this is?
Shinks, 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 shinks.
Well, can you talk to it, please?
Shinks.
Cool. You're the best. And I believe in you.
And Shinks kind of goes up to it. Shinks, 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 shinks. He's real quiet and low. Shinx sort of looks and shakes her head.
No what? That doesn't give me any information.
Shinx!
Its name is Doug? Is that what you just said?
Shinx.
Maybe try rolling an intuition.
Or Pokemon knowledge?
Yeah.
Or perception. My perception's real good. Roll that. Haha, 17.
That is really good, in fact. In fact, it is so good, I'm going to say that you know the only Pokemon of this size, the giant blue eyes that you can think of, is a Gothita.
Ooh, okay. Hey, Gothita.
She turns to you and sort of lowers the cloak so you can see her, the white bows and all the other stuff. Though she's, her white bows and everything are kind of grungy. She's very clearly a homeless Gothita.
You look really, really cold. Are you okay? Did you lose your trainer?
Gothita! She sort of looks away and gives a oomph.
Was she insulted by me assuming she had a trainer?
You assign value.
Well, are you okay? Do you need help?
Gothita! And she sort of, you know, stubbornly looks away. You think she may be a little proud.
Well, if I may have your permission, I would like to take you to the Pokemon Center. They can warm you up, you can feel a little better. Maybe get you something to eat. I have that hard candy. I'm going to pull out some of that candy. I've got some candy if you're interested.
Gothita? And
yeah, it's real good. I'm going to break off a teeny piece out the corner and pop it in my mouth. It's real good.
Gothita walks over and looks at the candy. Give me a charm.
It's a 10. That ain't bad.
Not bad at all. Gothita takes the piece of candy and sort of nibbles on it. And she looks at you, the big blue eyes, and still seems kind of nervous. She goes a little more red as she blushes.
Ah, not saying anything that's not true. Nikki, tell her how pretty her eyes are.
Nikki rolls her eyes and shinks. And Gothita smiles a bit.
So, tell you what, I've got this spare Pokeball. I'm going to pull one out. Do you want to come with me? I'll bring you to the Pokemon Center. We'll get you warmed up, get you something to eat.
She steps back a little when you hold out the Pokeball. You might want to try and charm again.
Roll to 12.
Nice.
Super charming today.
You're doing a very good job of convincing her. She comes forward and sort of, she holds out the what she's been using as a cloak. And now that you get a closer look at it, it does look like a blanket, but it's just so dirty that you couldn't make out any of the patterns or anything. And she holds it close to her and, you know, it's like, Gothita?
Yeah, I will. You can keep the blanket if you want. We'll launder it. It'll smell great.
All right, give me one more charm.
Don't fail me now. Or do. It'll be hilarious. 7. False.
She's not sure she believes you on that point. She steps back, holding the blanket tighter. Gothita.
I promise. I'm going to hold up my right hand. Pokemon Scout's honor.
Hold on, what's...
I was a Braviary Scout. And I promise you, I will keep that blanket. I don't know if it'll digitize and go in the ball with you, but I will have it every time you need it.
All right. Give me a... Were you actually a Braviary Scout?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Give me another charm, then.
15!
Apparently Bravery Scout counts for something.
Yep, I can't lie, except for all the times that I do.
Not while you're giving the sign, at least.
That's right.
That is sacred.
So the Gothita sort of comes up to you and nods, reaches out, touches the ball. Doot-doot. Click.
Haha.
You've caught a Gothita, which, amusingly to me, are a fairly rare type of urban Pokemon. I mean, it makes sense, I suppose.
Gothita, the fixation Pokemon. They intently observe both trainers and Pokemon. Apparently, they are looking at something that only Gothita can see.
That's unnerving.
Yeah, they're unnerving Pokemon life.
Hey, yo, Telly!
It's Tesla.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. You sure did. So what happened there? I was shooing this garbage bird away from my face.
Oh, I found a Pokemon. It's a Gothita. I'm going to hold out the ball.
Nice!
Yeah, she looks cold and scared, so now she'll be warm and less scared in a ball. I'm going to tuck it in my pockets, hopefully to warm her up.
I'm going to hold my fist out for some nuts.
I return, naturally.
I'm going to look around again, because I assume we're still kind of just, like, walking towards the boardwalk.
Yep.
And I'm going to see if, now that I don't have a garbage bird in my face...
P-Dove.
We're so mean to that P-Dove. All it wants to do is love you.
Right? Lucas, it's out of my face?
Yeah, it's out of your face. Well, I don't know. Give me a perception roll and let's see if it's in your face or not.
I got an eight.
It's sitting on the top of your hat. So,
okay. Is there anything else around?
Hold on. I rolled a 17, so I can maybe point something out to it.
Why are you getting all the good ones?
That seems to be the way the game goes.
Probably be better off just rolling physical dice here.
With the shocking eyesight that Max has, you see that one of the snowbanks moved slightly.
What do you see, Max?
That moved over there? Wanna gesture at the snowbank?
I'm gonna try to kinda quietly creep up on it. Should I roll a stealth?
Please do.
Fine. How is this?
So, as you're walking along a near building, reach out your hands to sort of steady yourself because you're trying to move as slowly as possible. And when you place your hand on the wall, you realize that that wasn't the wall. It was a sheet of ice. It all just sort of cracks and falls down and shatters next to you.
I knew that would happen.
And a white, fluffy, fox-looking thing sticks its head up, blinks at you a few times.
I'm going to take a picture.
Peeks.
I'm going to wave. Should I roll a charm?
You want to try and charm it.
I do. Hi there, little guy. Got a 10.
Oh, peeks. And it tilts its head. It doesn't seem scared of you, at least.
I'm going to stick my hand out just very slightly in a non-threatening way so that it can sniff my hand.
Well, Vulpix will sniff a few times and gives your glove a lick and freezes the finger it licks.
Ah, it's a little cold. I'm going to kind of shake my hand a little bit.
It sort of burrows back into its ice bank, its snowbank.
Look, real comfy in there. Do you want to come on an adventure with me and my friend? And I'm going to gesture towards Max.
I'm awesome.
The Vulpix sort of...
Vulpix. I'm going to roll a Pokemon education to figure out if I can understand what he's saying. Nope. Got a 5. No. Okay. All right.
Do you want me to try to assist?
No.
I don't think it likes you.
Is that the vibe I should be getting, Lucas?
Give me an intuition.
Got a 6.
You don't think that the Vulpix doesn't like you. It's just kind of mad about you.
You seem like you could use a piece of cake. I'm going to...
Tried to freeze your fingers a moment ago.
I know it did. I'm going to reach into my backpack and grab a piece of that that rock candy that we got from Miss Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Gravel.
Miss Gravel. And I'm going to hold out the candy for the Vulpix.
Give me a charm.
I got a 9.
Nice. The Vulpix looks at you, looks at the candy, and... leans over, sniffs it a few times, and then starts nibbling away at it. Seems to enjoy the candy.
If you like that candy, and it is delicious, if you like that candy and you want more, we could be friends.
The Vulpix tilts its head and sort of stands up and walks around you and just sort of stands there for a moment, staring.
I'm going to roll another charm. I got a 10.
Nice. So you reach down and use the back of your hand and just give a gentle pet. You know, sort of stroke the fur.
Oh, you're so pretty.
And the Vulpix sort of preens a little and gives out a little trill at the pets. And it gives a little...
help us.
Happy noises.
Yes. And so it seems to be rather happy with you.
Right, I'm going to hold out a Pokeball. What do you say? Gonna be friends?
Give me another charm.
10.
Nice. Hot streak.
The Vulpix looks at you for a moment and then nods and nudges the ball.
All right.
Click.
All right, I just caught a Vulpix on charm
nice.
Alone.
Yeah.
Granted, an Alolan one.
An Alolan one. Still, though, I'm very excited.
I'm going to hold out my hand for a high five.
I'm going to high five back.
I'm going to hold my hand down low.
I'm going to side eye you, but I'm going to give you... I'm going to go for down.
I'm going to not pull it away this time. Kind of built up that trust.
Shatter it later.
Oh, sure, but I'm the bad guy.
I'm chaotic neutral.
So, as an Alolan Vulpix, do remember it is ice type, not fire type.
Right, of course.
But it is way prettier.
It is.
I bet it just sparkles in the sunlight.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
Vulpix, the fox Pokemon. In hot weather, this Pokemon makes ice shards with its six tails and sprays them around to cool itself.
Aww.
I don't think it'll have to do that for a while.
Yeah. It's adorable, though.
Oh, it super is.
They live together in a skulk, helping one another. Before eating their prey, they freeze it solid with their -58-degree Fahrenheit breath.
Well, I already have a name for it.
What do you guys want to do now?
I'm going to stroll the boardwalk, see if I can find a game that has a cool fire type as a grand prize.
I am going to join Max, and I am definitely walking with a little bit of a swagger now that I have a Vulpix.
So, as you approach the boardwalk, you hear Calypso music playing gently, and despite the fact that there's snow and ice in the water, it has a very Caribbean feel to it, almost. Maybe it's dreams of warmth that...
You got that hot island beat to keep you warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're walking down the boardwalk. Can we see on any of the signs for the various games what kind of Pokemon they're giving away for prizes?
No, they just say grand prize Pokemon, usually, if the ones that do. You do, however, notice a very large man with a very big white beard and white hair in a very obviously fake black mustache, standing at one end of the wharf, and he is in a strongman outfit, and he's occasionally flexing next to the, test your strength bell game. And he calls out,
Come, try your strength! Try to see what kind of person you are! Can you handle it?
I'm gonna look over at Tesla. I think the man with the very obvious fake mustache is someone we can definitely trust to run an honest game.
That checks out. I'm gonna...
You also notice that he is surrounded by cub chews.
Oh, those drippy-nosed bears!
Oh, those are adorable.
And a single... And two bear ticks behind him that kind of look like the... You ever seen the picture of Jason Momoa with his bodyguards? Where he's huge and the two bodyguards are tough looking but kind of small, look like his mini bosses to him. That's kind of what, to give you an idea of what this strongman looks like to these bear ticks. Like, the bear ticks are even smaller than he is, but they're still bear ticks.
Okay. Max is going to go check out that strong person game.
Okay. While he's doing that, I'm going to kind of, look over the side of the boardwalk. Can I see, any Pokemons down in the water?
Yes, you can. You see that there seems to be a fairly large population of Shfields.
I'm going to take a picture of one.
All right.
Shield, the clap Pokemon. It rolls across ice floes to reach shore because its body is poorly shaped for swimming.
Poor little guy.
They're literally balls of blubber, and I love them.
Are there also any, say, like, fishermen people around?
Yeah, you could, a little further down the wharf, there's some fishermen who are, they've got those long poles that are, you sort of set them into the side and just hold with one hand type of thing.
I might need to get a fishing pole.
Maybe it's a grand prize.
Maybe it's a grand prize somewhere. Or just, like, not a grand
prize.
Yeah, maybe it's just a regular prize.
And it'll just be grand to have it.
It would be.
Hey there, you children!
The large man sort of steps up to you and is like, would you like to see something extraordinary, yes?
Basically, always, Mr. Mustache.
I'm going to nod.
No, you must see Maximilians.
And he looks very odd as he's trying to say his own name, which is weird.
Maximilians, famous juggling gumshoes.
Is he looking like he's trying to remember his own name?
Yes, he is. And they run up and they jump in the air, and he catches them and he starts tossing the gumshoes in the air and begins juggling the cup-chews as they go, cup-choo, 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 with each toss.
Mr. Mustache, I'm not going to lie to you, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Yes, in home country, all people learn how to juggle cup-chews.
Really? That seems really dangerous.
No.
Everybody knows you don't come between a cup-chew and its mom.
No. You must start... You must learn how to juggle the cup-chews before you learn to juggle the Bertic.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Bertic. While still juggling the cup-chews, though he's kind of doing it one-handed, points over at Bertic's behind him.
I'm going to look at the Bertic and be like, really?
I am going to take a picture of a cup-chew while this is all happening.
Did the Bertic react to my question?
They not at all. They just sort of stand there, hands crossed, looking like, you know, mafia bodyguards behind him.
I'm gonna put my hand to one side and lean in to Maximilian and be like, are those taxidermy? They didn't move at all.
One second.
Kupchu, the chill Pokemon. Its nose is always running. It sniffs the snot back up because the mucus provides the raw material for its moves.
Oh, that's horrific. I want one.
Kapchoo! Kapchoo! Kapchoo!
Hey, buddy, Do you want a tissue? Do you want a handkerchief?
As you step closer, you get sort of smacked in the face with a big glob of snot that freezes almost instantly to your face.
Oh, God. Arceus.
I'm gonna wipe it off.
Well, you kind of or have to, like, chip it off.
Hey, buddy. I will give you 10 Pokedollars to never do that again.
Kapchoo! As it, like, passes along the bottom of the juggling arc, it holds out a hand and then gets tossed in the air again. And then when it comes down, it's still holding out its hand.
I'm gonna slap 10 bucks in there.
Kapchoo! And tucks it away on the next arc.
So, Mr. Mustache, do you run this game also, or are you just here to juggle?
I juggle and I run game, yes. Both are wonderful things!
Okay. I'm gonna roll a perception. What's with the double mustache? I rolled a 15.
Maximilius does not know what you are talking about. This is Maximilian's own personal mustache.
And you, of course, realize that he just called himself, like, two different names as he was going through that.
Fritz. With my perception, like, do I recognize this fella? Or is
you know
he completely
what?
Disguised he, by his mustache.
You know, with that pretty impressive perception, you think you see past the disguise that is the mustache. And, you know, everybody who lives in this knows the gym leaders of the gyms. They're famous. They're on TV and things. And you're pretty sure that if it weren't for that mustache, this guy would be a dead ringer for the ice gym leader, Sergei.
So you're not Sergei.
Who is the Sergei person you speak of? Maximilian does not know of any Sergei. For Poké Dollars, Sergei juggled Arctic for you.
That's not his name. We're like brothers.
Yes.
I'm gonna hold up a finger. Did he just call himself Sergei after saying he wasn't Sergei?
I don't know. He seems a little bewildered, but I'm gonna slip $4 into the cup in front of him to see him juggle bear tick.
He sets the cup shoes down, and he reaches over and... bear ticks! Hoi, hoi! And the bear ticks clap their hands together and jump at him.
Ah!
At which point he catches them below their feet and starts juggling the bear ticks. It's a much slower than the process of the cup shoes, because it's more like... Hup, 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 hup. Hi! Bear tick! Bear tick! Bear tick!
Huh. Somehow I find this less impressive.
My mouth is just a gape.
That was a joke, sir. Please don't throw a bear tick at me. Why is this?
It's glorious tradition in home country.
Where? Oh, cool. Tell you what. Are you willing to part with a cub shoe? Because I have an extremely rare Pokemon that I would be willing to trade for it.
Ooh. He sets the bear ticks down, and the bear ticks return to their position behind him. A rare Pokemon, you say? For one of my cub shoes?
Yeah.
I have many cub shoes, after all. Perhaps this trade can happen. What do you have?
I have a very rare in my home country, so if it's not rare here, that's totally not my fault, but I have a purple Rattata.
Ooh, a Rattata. And he
that's right.
Looks over and he's like, let me see this fantastical purple Rattata.
Oh, of course. I'm gonna hold out the ball and pop him open and go playground.
Alright, so I'm gonna need some guile checks here.
Who's lying? I'm telling the complete truth, and I believe that wholeheartedly. Well.
Very nice. He looks at it and says, oh, it looks like some of the ones I see around here, but his coat is much nicer.
Yeah. Gave him a bath.
What did you roll on that guile check?
The one about the bath?
Yes.
I rolled a 17. This is a spotless rat. It's perfect curly tail.
You just go into like this used car salesman spiel about how amazing this Rattata is.
I almost took down a full grown Shinx.
Oh,
somehow.
Nikki glares at you.
Cool. 1 second. Nikki also, just for some color, she has had enough of cold on her feet, so she's just draped over my shoulders like another scarf.
I'd imagine so.
While this is all happening, I have wandered off and have since come back with a cup of hot chocolate.
So you're going on and on about the virtues of this amazing, astounding, absolutely stupendous plague rats, aka Rattata, and just... It's look at his gleaming coat and look at those bicuspids. And
I once saw this thing chew through 14 Trevenant like it was nothing. Like it was nothing.
The mustachioed man is just astoundingly impressed with this Rattata. And he says, I would happily trade a one of cup shoes for this impressive Rattata.
It's the only one in my town.
And he says, come, number 7. And one of the cub shoes pops forward and is like, looks at you. And you notice he does have a little number 7, not a marker, but just a little bit of dye painted on his tummy.
What color is it?
It's black.
Can we say it was number 3? Because then I can name him Trey.
Sure. Number 3. Step forward. Number three steps forward. It's like, this is number three. Number three is one of the best kabuto jugglers. He has perfect balance. Yes. And the kabuto shows by standing on one foot and kind of wobbling a little.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to hold out a hand for a high five.
It high fives you whilst remaining balanced.
Nice. Can I try something?
I will rarely say no, you cannot try something. I just will not guarantee the results.
Okay, I'm going to pick him up and tell him, I'm just going to test your balance, and I'm going to do like a rifle toss and toss him into the air. See if he can land on his feet.
Kabchoo! And the kabchoo lands perfectly fine.
I'm going to hold out a fist for a fist bump.
The kabchoo fist bumps you, and you realize that your hand is now covered in frozen kabchoo snot.
God. But I'm still impressed. We're going to do something about your gross nose, if you're cool with that. Otherwise, I would very much like to take this young man on an adventure, if that's cool, Mr. Mustache.
Yes, my name is Mr. Mustache. Yes, that's his name. Number three would love to go with you. I will take this wonderful rare ratata off your hands, and number three will stay with you. Be good for tiny child number three. Make sure he does not die horribly on adventure, yes?
Yeah, if you could help with that, I would super appreciate it. Also, my mom super appreciates that.
Kabchoo! And he wanders up, waddles over to you, and you exchange Pokeballs. And do the little tap back and forth with your Pokedexes to exchange ownership. And so the Kabchoo is now in your possession. And it goes inside his Pokeball, and the mustachioed man returns to juggling and says,
if you wish to test your strength, you are more than welcome to try my game.
Yeah, why not? What's the, can you tell me what the grand prize is? Mr. Mustache?
The grand prize is a secret. You will have to win it to know for sure.
Somehow knew you were going to say that. Must be that psychic type I caught earlier. It's leaking into my brain. Alright, let's do this thing.
Alright, I will need an attack.
Do you want me to roll a combat?
Yeah.
Or a rock smash?
Give me the rock smash, actually.
Nice!
It's a good thing I learned Pokemon moves.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You walk up to the thing, you look at the hammer and sort of like wave it away.
I got this.
And you bring down your fist on the paddle for the strength game, and it shoots straight up. Plung!
The gross kabchoo snot acts like a knuckle duster. I'm explaining to Mr. to Tesla and Mr. Mustache.
I'm just going to...
disgusting brass knuckles.
I am going to reach into my jacket and pull out a thing of hand sanitizer and just immediately start cleansing my hands.
You got gloves on.
Yeah, I'm going to take off my gloves and do that.
Just to feel better?
Yeah.
Well, this is not actually about effectiveness. It's about... feeling unclean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do the on my fingernails and kind of just brush them on my poofy vest.
That is pretty impressive. The man claps his hands and says,
excellent, excellent! Most impressive indeed! It is amazing that you are able to do what you do!
I know, right? I'm awesome! I mean, thank you.
And so, he looks at you and says, so, you get grand prize.
Gasp!
And
I say the word gasp.
The grand prize is amazing, impressive.
Is it a Rattata?
No, it is not a Rattata. I am really, really tempted. Be glad I am not. But
it's the best potato in the world!
No, I won't be that. You did a trade and it's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm just mostly forgetting the name of the Pokemon that I have for this, so I need to look it up real fast.
Oh, that would be fun.
Nothing quite like getting double swindled.
I don't think that'd be a double swindle in this case.
I guess it's really just two swindles happening.
Yeah.
That's not what I was looking for.
Yes. And here is your grand prize. It is a crab roller.
Oh, red.
You highly suspect that crab brawler are perhaps easy enough to find in this area, but crab brawler, the... Sorry, wrong voice.
Give it a second.
Crab brawler, the boxing Pokemon. While guarding its weak points with its pincers, it looks for openings and unleashes punches. When it loses, it foams at the mouth and faints.
Oh, dude. This Pokemon's made of drama, and I love it.
You got a fighty crab.
A fighty crab that can turn into an ice fighty crab. This crabominable is hilarious.
I'm gonna go ahead and hold out my fist for some Nux.
I'm gonna pop open Cabrawler and say, please return my Nux for me. Gently.
Too late. Tesla, I'm gonna need a combat.
Got a 10.
13 from the Cabrawler. So your fist isn't shattered. But that did hurt.
Ow!
Oh no! Oh, he's new. He's
crab.
Look how cool he is!
And he's doing little punches as he talks. Crab.
His fists are blue. It's awesome. Are you cool?
No, I'll be okay.
Are you cool? He asks in the middle of the snow.
Wink.
We need to go.
Tell you what, I'll get your whatever game, I'll get it for you next round. And Cribrawler, welcome to the team, bro. Gentle Nux. I'm gonna hold up my fist.
He gives a slightly gentler punch to your hand that still feels like if he did it much harder, it'd break bones.
Well, keep in mind, I still have my snot protective layer.
It shatters.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I'm gonna call him back and put him on the belt.
And you have a crab brawler now. One of my favorite Pokemon.
I'm gonna call him Creed.
Nice. Alright, well, there's a whole bunch of games on the boardwalk, and food places, and fishermen, and...
Alright, well, let's maybe check out some other games while we're here. Maybe there's a game I can win that's definitely not rigged.
Hey, that one worked real well. I'm gonna look at Sergei and be like, still think you're Sergei, but thanks, Mr. Mustache.
Thank you, Maximilian Mustachioed Marius.
And he starts trailing off into M names like he's forgotten what he was doing.
Okay, Eminem, there's definitely nothing wrong with you. We're gonna check out some other games.
Alright, so, Lucas, are there any games at the boardwalk that would test, say, maybe knowledge?
It's a boardwalk, no.
Oh. There's no guess your weight game?
There's no, like, trivia?
No, there's not trivia. And guess your weight is the boardwalk employees guess your weight, not the other way around.
Right.
Alright. Hey, Max.
What up?
Check out this bottle game. It's the milk bottle game. You gotta throw a baseball.
Those are usually the most rigged.
Are they? I'm gonna look at the guy running the game, because he looks shifty.
So, on a scale of 1 to creepy carny, this guy looks like something out of a murder mystery novel.
Okay, maybe we don't play that game.
I'm gonna point at the bottles and see how the one's kind of in front, just a skosh that you can't quite notice it. That distributes the force in two different. Your parents are scientists. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's maybe check out some of these other games.
There's a balloon dart game. There's a Jacob's Ladder game. There's what appear to be slide races. There's a lemonade stand that's selling frozen lemonade, because irony is apparently lost on these.
I think it's, yeah, they just call it lemonade here, but it's frozen lemonade.
And they also have hot chocolate for out-of-towners.
Doesn't stay hot that long.
We should do the balloon dart game. Let's do the balloon dart game.
Okay, just be careful. You wouldn't want to hit a passerby.
I wouldn't want to do that, ever.
What kind of monster would do such a
thing?
Alright. So, the guy leans over and he's like, alright, 10 polka dollars for 3 throws.
Alright.
I struggled with that, sir. You feeling alright?
No, been having a headache all day, but thanks for the concern. Appreciate it.
Do you want me to spritz a potion on you?
You do know potion really only works on Pokemon, right?
Look, I'm just offering solutions. You're being kind of difficult right now.
I'm not with him. I'm sorry, sir. I'm gonna slap down my 10 Poke dollars.
And he passes you 3 darts. And he goes, alright.
Can they look like cutie fly?
Oh, they definitely look like cutie flies. Alright, hit 3 balloons and get... pop 3 balloons and get a prize.
Mr. Balloon Dart Guy, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Can we use our Pokemon to play this game instead? You see, I have a Spinarak that knows Poison Sting.
Sure, kid. You can have your Pokemon play for you, but they gotta use the dart.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
A lot of your Pokemon don't even have arms.
My 2 Pokemon. My 3 Pokemon don't.
Well, you could have him use Poison Sting using the dart.
How would that work?
You tell him to rear back and use Poison Sting, and you sort of place the dart in his mouth and then go from there.
Alright. Well, that's good to know in case I want to do that. Alright. We're gonna try with the darts first. Just me throwing the darts, to clarify.
Alright, give me a combat.
I got a 6.
It's not so bad. You throw the dart and it goes over and it pops one of the balloons.
Alright. I'm gonna roll another combat. Got a 3.
Well, the bright side is your aim is splendid. The downside is that you aimed exactly where you threw the last one, and it thunks against the now empty space in the board.
That's nice grouping.
Consistency. Let's try for the third one. A 7!
And you pop another balloon. The man goes, well done, kid, well done. You only popped 2 balloons, though, so you don't get a big prize, but I got a consolation prize right here. Here you go. And he passes you some cotton candy.
Well, I do like cotton candy. I'm gonna begrudgingly eat my cotton.
Next time, maybe use Magnemite to guide the darts.
Could Magnemite do that?
He's got magnet stuff. He's got magnets on him.
Can the carny guy hear us talking about this?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe come back later after shift change.
The guy looks at you and says, "Guys, it's not a high stakes game here. If you want to use your Magnemite to play, you can use your Magnemite to play."
Okay, I'm gonna slap down another 10 Pokemon. Gigawatt.
Magnemite.
I need you to help me guide these darts. Help me bust these balloons.
Magnemite. Might.
Yeah, he might do it. Cool.
Alright. Alright. I'm gonna slap down my 10 Pokedollars. And I'm going to kind of rear back my arm for the first throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I will roll another combat. Got a 10.
Very nice.
Alright.
Didn't even need help on that one. It pops the balloon, no problem.
Alright, Magnemite, keep your eye out for this next one. Got another 10.
Very good. Well done. Very well done.
Alright, we got one more up here. Got a 6.
Very well done.
Yes.
In your face, carnival folk.
Rude.
The carnival man claps and says, "Great job, great job. You did wonderful at that. So, let's see what you've won today." And he walks over and reaches into a box, and he's very clearly not winning. He's just sort of pulling a random thing out of a box of stuff. And he says, "And your prize is a..." Pull something out, and it's a little pot-looking thing with holes in the top, and suddenly there's a very seaside scent. I mean, you've already got plenty of that from, you know, the sea right next to you, but it's a little more intense for the moment. This! And he passes it over. Some wave incense.
Oh boy. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Do you know of any other high-stakes games around here?
He points across to the bottle game.
All right. I'm gonna crack my knuckles. I got this.
No. Okay. Before we actually head over there, because we're not... I take it we're not in earshot of the carnival guy who's running the milk bottle game, unless we actually are, like, shouting, right?
Correct. You're across the boardwalk, so...
Alright. I'm gonna look at Gigawatt. Gigawatt. I'm gonna go over to this other game. This one is most definitely probably rigged. I need you to help us win this.
Gigawatt.
Is there only one grand prize per game, or can we...
You could try, but you probably wouldn't keep getting grand prizes.
Okay.
Lucas, do you want to give that another shot, since you said Gigawatt?
Magnemite.
Look, maybe Gigawatt's a shiny, and that's how he talks. That's why you named him Gigawatt.
Magnemite. Might.
Thank you, Gigawatt. So let's go over there. Hi there.
Hey there, kid. Ready to try your luck?
We would love to try our luck at this totally fair baseball game.
Absolutely. It's good to see that you know your skill and that you're ready to take on the challenge.
I'm going to look at Magnemite, and I'm going to place down some money to get my baseball. Or baseballs, however many we get per shot.
He passes you 3 baseballs.
Is there more than one lane? Like, can we play at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do it too.
And he says, try your luck. To give a test of skill to knock over these milk bottles.
I'm going to kind of lightly toss the ball up and down and wind up for my first throw.
Alright, it's a pretty hefty softball, you'll notice.
If I baby doll eyes on the carnival folk running this booth, will that give me advantage?
I don't think so. I mean, you're welcome to try, but I do not bear responsibility for what happens after that.
Nope, does not do a thing.
Nope, you don't even...
You must get this all the time. Alright.
I got a 5.
I got a 12.
So, Tesla winds up and throws the ball completely underneath the milk bottles, doesn't even hit the stand.
Dang!
Max winds up and tosses and throws and clips one of the milk bottles, but they don't tumble over.
What?
I'm gonna glare at the guy running the booth.
He says, so sorry, but that's why you get 2 more shots, 2 more tries.
Alright, I'm going to look at Magnemite again.
Magnemite gives you a look. Do you want to give him an intuition?
Yes. I got a 10.
You look at the baseball in your hand, and you look at the glass milk bottles, and realize that none of this has any metal components to it.
Also, you should check to see if it's okay to use Pokemon before we just do that.
It's more the issue that Magnemite, at least as far as you can tell, can't really do anything.
Darn.
14.
Before we continue, Lucas, I just want to say I feel deceived, because the picture here, those are metal milk bottles. But
well,
it's okay.
It's alright, but even if they were metal milk bottles, let's just say that there's another problem.
I'm going to just out of nowhere side-eye this carny. I'm going to throw my next ball. I got a 10.
I rolled a 14.
So... Tesla throws it this time, and he clips the milk bottles, but they just don't go down. And Max launches a ball with, you know, it practically flames as going through the air so fast, and it slams into the bottles, and the top one goes flying off, but the others don't move.
Roll of perception. Roll the 13. Can I tell what may be the problem here?
You noticed that you did a pretty good hit, and there's a lot of those, you know, sort of tricks that you knew about already, one slightly forward and all that other stuff. But you did notice that the top one, when it landed, clunked a lot louder than you would think for
a small glass milk bottle.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed to impact the ground with a bit of heft.
I want to roll a technology education to see if I can figure out, based on that, what's going on in this game and how he's got it. I got a 17.
Nice.
All right. How he's rigged this by going that is he's filled those glass bottles with lead.
Like a jerk.
Using the softball that you guys have, the chances of knocking all three of them over are almost impossible. All the energy is going to go out in whichever bottle gets heads.
I'm gonna motion to the carnival guy to come over.
He walks over and lands down.
Yes, can I help you?
I know what you have going on here.
Yeah!
He smiles and says, "Oh, you do you, child?
Listen, I know the head of the board of carnival games, and
yeah.
We will report this game and get you shut down so fast your head will spin. I'm gonna roll an intimidate. I got a 7.
Yeah, that's not gonna be enough. The carny guy looks at you and says, "The board, huh? Yeah, good luck with that. And if you're going to threaten me," and he takes the ball, the last ball you had, and tosses it back and says, "Oops, looks like your tries are over, kid. You'll have to pay for another shot." And he starts to walk back and put up his mouth bottles again. And Max tosses it, and is in his fury, he sort of bounces it off the counter in front of him, and it just rolls in.
"You, sir, are a shady carnival person."
He looks at you and says, "Insults won't get you very far, kid."
"Hey, I'm gonna torch you on Yelp, and I'm gonna walk away."
You just hear laughter behind you.
That guy's a cheat, is what he is.
"I don't have any Pokemon that would help me with that. I don't know what my new guys can do. But I can have my crew brawler go and beat the stuffing out of him."
I mean, if we're going to do that, I could just have Gigawatt paralyze him.
"You know what? But there's gotta be like a cop or something we could talk at.
Yeah.
Maybe security around here.
Is there a security tent?"
"There is a security tent."
Let's go to the security tent, which I'm sure is actually manned by some sort of security.
I don't know why you would say it like that. Yes.
So you reach the security tent, and instead of an Officer Jenny or somebody like that, you see a guy in a weird sort of purple robe, you know, sort of a gi, but instead of the more close-fitting cry outfit, it almost looks ceremonial.
So, more like Doctor Strange?
Yeah, exactly.
All kinds of, like, markings and symbols and sigils and such.
It's mostly purple with the longer sleeves and the big cuffs and things like that.
"Hi there, security guy. I dig the outfit. Is it casual day? What is..."
"This is the robes of our order. You must be new here."
"Yeah.
Hi, we're from out of town. I'm gonna extend a hand."
He looks down at your hand and he says, and without shaking it back, says, "Charmed to meet you."
"Here's the thing. We..."
"It's very polite."
It is. "We just got conned by one of the games here. Swindled, if you will."
"I would say hornswoggled."
"That is most unfortunate."
"Your empathy is greatly appreciated. We are wondering if either we could do it for real and not get swindled or get our money back."
"Certainly. You may provide the evidence now."
"So this carnival guy at the milk bottle game has filled his milk bottles with lead so that you can't knock them down."
"Were you advised that they were regular milk bottles and not filled with a heavier substance?"
It was presented that way, yes.
"I will come with you and inspect." He stands and walks with you back over to the other place, and the guy looks at him, and you get a bad feeling because he gives a big old grin the moment he sees the guy.
I don't like that troubleshooting grin he has.
And as the security guy gets closer, he says, "Valued member, these children have accused you of misdeeds." "Yeah, terrible of them to do that, I suppose. Do you wish to press charges against the children?"
"That's not how this works."
"That's not how this should work."
And the guy looks at you and smiles and says, "Nah, they're just kids. You should let them go. Thank you, valued member, for your time and your continuing donations."
Oh. I'm just going to run. I'm going to run down the boardwalk to the lemonade stand.
Tesla, are you joining in the runaway?
I'm just going to side-eye that dude, and I'm going to slowly follow Max. So, they're running a crooked carnival game.
Yeah, and also it seems as though there's no actual law officials here. I've got my phone out, and I'm trying to get a signal.
As you try and get the signal, I mean, you've got the signal for most of the connectivity, but do you actually call the emergency line to try and get a Officer Jenny on the phone?
Yeah.
It rings for a moment, and then the vid call goes through, and there's an Officer Jenny sitting there at the table, staring at the screen.
Hey, I don't know how emergent this is, but there was a thing at the carnival?
I'm gonna lean over Max's shoulder as he's making the call. We were swindled!
You're not wearing your R hat, right?
No.
Thank you for calling into emergency services.
Jenny?
Officer Jenny?
Officer Nicole? Jenny? You there?
We are here to assist in emergencies. What is your emergency today?
So, that's not gonna work. I get the feeling.
Do you want to give an intuition?
Yeah. 7. How about perception? I'm good at that. 14.
Well, her eyes were kind of glazed over, so...
I'm gonna also roll a perception. I got
Did her eyes have the same glazed look as Mr. Mustache?
Why, yes. Yes, they did, in fact.
What are we gonna do?
Well, Sergei is supposed to be the gym leader, and he's out juggling bears. Maybe we should check out the gym? Then maybe there's a clue or something as to what's happening?
I mean, are we sure we don't want to go beat that guy up?
I mean, that remains an option. We can do that at any time. We should probably check out the gym first.
Okay, let's go check out the gym. Hey, Lucas, as we're coming up on the gym, do they have a welcome mat outside?
Welcome mat? No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
As you go to the gym, which is just off the boardwalk, so it's a very short trip, you walk inside the gym, and it's a big old ice-filled area, and there's the border of the actual battle area has these icy crags on it, and there is a chair made out of ice, and it looks rather impressive, but there's a guy in purple robes just sort of sitting on there. He seems to have draped a large blanket over the chair and is cockeyed and clearly not part of the design or anything like that. He's clearly just not willing to sit on ice.
Well, who wouldn't be?
And he's wearing the same purple robes as the security guard did and looking vaguely uncomfortable and shivering.
Well, he at least has expression, so maybe he's different. I'm gonna go say hi. All right.
You walk up to the guy, and he says...
Oh, no. There's ice everywhere, so I get kind of a running start and slide.
Give me an acrobatics.
Shazam.
Oof! You eat it. You eat it bad. You slide most of the way on your face.
That's fine. When I get to his feet, I just pop up onto mine and act as though nothing happened. Even though I've got the anime swollen, like, bruise or whatever.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna kind of stick up front to the door. Is there anyone else up in that area, in that foyer?
No, not really. It's just this one guy.
Is there a camera there?
You mean, are there cameras in the gym, or...?
Yeah, like, right up in that foyer. Or cameras that can see me in that foyer.
Yeah, there's, you know, general security cameras.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna pop to my feet and be like, hey, what's up, Jim? You're the gym guy? Leader? The guy what runs the gym?
Yes, I am the assigned gym personnel today.
Today?
Yes. We are bringing new blood to this town and to this gym, and we are glorious members. Ugh, so cold in here. Our it's glorious chilly. Members are working to provide a new gym experience.
I have several questions. One, do you want a hot chocolate or something? You seem really uncomfortable. Two, who's the we in that sentence? Three, when you say new blood, is it going to be like a rotating roster? And four, what kind of gym is it going to be after that? Five, can I get a gym battle for a badge? Are you guys sanctioned by the Pokemon League? And where am I at? Six? Where's Sergei?
Well, that was several questions, so I would...
I said there'd be several.
So, to begin with, we are... we are Team Mines.
Okay.
And we are the new personnel in this town. I do not need a hot chocolate, for I have forsworn the comforts of the body, for it is not necessary, for only the mind is of value.
Well, here's the thing about that. If your body dies, so does the thing inside of your brain skull.
Not if you have... have transcended beyond such needs and can use your mental capacity to stave off such dangers.
Sure.
As for offering you a gym battle, I would be happy to. However, we do not bow to the so-called League.
It's not so-called, it is a called.
We would offer you instead one of our mind badges for entry level into the first tier of our organization.
Yeah, but that's like having currency in a money that, you know, or in a country that doesn't exist anymore. What am I going to do with it?
Why, you would join Team Mind, of course.
Oh, what if I don't want to do that?
Well, one cannot account for bad taste, but if you do not wish to, that is your choice. All may come to Team Mind as of their own free will.
Yeah, speaking of free will, Jim seemed a bit off.
I cannot speak to Officer Jenny's state of mind.
Sure to love that word, don't you?
It is in the team name.
How do you feel about Team Body? I ran afoul of a couple of those dudes.
Oh, those ruffians, those scoundrels, those terrors!
Yes, they're the worst. You should go leave this town and fight them now.
We fight Team Body on all fronts and provide protection to towns that have been beset by the ruffians and hoodlums that make up that so-called team.
Okay.
Why, without us here, Team Body might have already attacked and run over this town. What was that, child?
The Pokemon League exists to fight that sort of thing, sir.
Well, I don't see the League here, do you?
Yeah, that's kind of my issue with the whole thing.
Well, the League is not here to protect the people, so Team Mind will do so.
No noble.
Can I hear all this going down from the foyer?
It's an open area with lots of ice. It echoes pretty well.
So what happened to Sergei? Why are you here?
Sergei abdicated his leadership position to pursue other interests.
To juggle Cub Chew on the pier.
Oh, he looks over at the door and is kind of like, perhaps that was the interest.
How come he keeps calling himself by a bunch of different names? That's my thing, and he can't have it, and I want it back.
I apologize, but I am unsure of what you're talking about, child.
I'm gonna kind of come up behind Max, grab him by the shoulders, and just say, you know, we should be going. It's getting late, probably. I'm gonna look down at a watch that isn't there.
I'm gonna say that I don't move, but I am on ice, so you're able to just take me from where I was standing.
Just start sliding along.
I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to point to my eyes and then point at him as I get slid out of there.
We're gonna go. We got some things to do. I'm sure you're very busy with the team.
When you are ready to join the glorious Team Mind and to join our collective, feel free to speak to any member, and we will be happy to induct you into the team.
We'll do that. We'll do just that.
And you guys step out of the gym, no problem. Not well, like anyone's there to stop you.
That's trouble.
Yeah, there's something about him I don't like. Like all of the things that he said.
Just, you don't like him.
Right.
Yeah, no, I gathered as much. So it's cold, and there's definitely something going on here, but it's not something we can take care of right at this exact moment. Let's maybe go talk to those fisher dudes who are down at the end of the pier. Maybe they know something.
I kind of feel like you just want to go fishing, but okay.
I mean, it is relaxing, but it might also be a good idea to talk to some locals.
Okay.
So we're going to roll up on these fisher people down here having a good time. I'm going to roll a perception sort of right away to figure out if we can determine if they're all brainwashed or not. And I got a 4, so I guess I'm just not even really...
You're not.
I rolled a 14, or excuse me, an 11.
You do much better. Nobody looks whammied.
Okay. Max, are these guys okay?
I'm going to squint at them and look at Nikki. What does she think?
Chinx!
Yeah, they're fine.
Hi!
She's going to be a Gleamice Pokemon, so she can see that the truth of matters.
I'm gonna wave at these guys.
The fishermen wave back at you. Hello, kids.
How are they biting?
Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Do you guys have to go down there and, like, chisel holes sometimes?
They point over the edge, and you see that the water's not frozen over. There's just lots of ice chunks.
Ah. Well, that's pretty convenient. Hey, so what's going on?
They look at each other and they're like, what do you mean, what's going on? Strange children who we have never seen before.
Hi, I'm Max.
Hi, I'm Tesla. I'm going to stick out a hand to shake.
And they introduce themselves. They're like, I'm Rorik. I'm Maurice. I'm, you know, Wallace. So on and so forth. There's a bunch of them.
Cool. Purples. The purple dudes.
Those creeps.
Uh-huh. There's one sitting in the gym talking about taking over stuff. I don't care.
One of them casts his line out and says, yeah, that happened a few weeks back.
And you guys are cool with this?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
They all start grumbling about it. And the one named Wallace is like, you've only met the one.
Well, two. Yeah, we've met two.
Yeah, do you know how many of those bozos there are?
How many? Is it a lot? I bet it's a lot.
Couple dozen of them, and each one of them seems to be a darn good trainer at that. And that's not to mention the weird stuff going on with Sergey and Jenny and all the rest of them.
So that is Sergey. I was very thrown by his completely and totally fake mustache.
So, you guys haven't had any luck battling?
They look at each other back and forth and go, yeah, that didn't end well.
What kind of Pokemon do they have?
One sighs and says, mostly psychic types of various stripes.
I should have probably guessed that.
I'm gonna nod like I already knew that.
They're a dangerous bunch, and there's only so much that can be done, and their leaders just kind of walked on over us.
Are there any dark or ghost type Pokemon that you guys know of around here?
They shake their heads.
What about up in the mountains? Is there anything like that up in the mountains?
Frostlass or
snow runts?
They look at each other. Probably. There's lots of ice Pokemon out and about, but...
Hey, can I ask you gentlemen a question?
Certainly.
We are from out of town, and we definitely don't have any rods of our own to go fishing. How can we go about getting a nice rod like what you gentlemen have? I'm going to roll a charm. I got a 12.
One of the old men goes, oh, well, if you're just looking for something to pull up some fish, and he reaches back and pulls out a, clearly not as nice as theirs, but still a, you know, fishing rod, and says, here, you can have an old one.
Oh, well, thank you.
So nice.
I'm gonna take that and put that into my backpack.
It's the best first time we've ever visited.
It is. What kind of fish Pokemon do y'all have biting around here?
Well, as always, plenty of Magikarp.
I'm assuming there's like a chorus of like nods and yeses to that.
Yep, lots of yep, yep, yep. And you get some occasional other ones, like, you gotta keep the Spheal off your lines, otherwise they'll just take whatever you get.
Oh, those balls.
You occasionally pull up a Crabrawler.
I got one of those earlier. Wait, they're just out?
Oh, man. Well, catching them's a little, tricky. One of them pulls up a hook that has clearly been mangled and ripped apart.
I don't suppose there are any Caravana biting.
They shake their head. Oh. Nah, Caravana don't like the cold waters.
Alright, well thank you, gentlemen, for the fishing
rod. More than happy to do so.
Do you know anything about the gym? Because we want to help. That man shouldn't be out there in the cold juggling cub juice.
And I want my $10 back.
And we definitely shouldn't be getting swindled by crooked carnies.
Carnival folk. Tesla. Come on.
No, if he swindled me, he's a no good carny.
They shrug and look at you and say, there's just not much that can be done. Unless you're about to beat him, and, well, we don't have the Pokemon for that.
So you kind of just gave up and came out here to fish? That's cool. We'll do it. Don't worry.
We'll figure it out.
They look at you and sort of give the, yeah, sure, kid, look.
Hey, do you know of any game that might have a grand prize Pokemon that might help us?
Like a fire type?
They look at the games and say, well...
Please don't say the milk bottle one.
The milk bottle one, yes. But they all have some pretty good prizes. The Jacob's Ladder, the slides, even the battle wheel all have good prizes at the top.
Sorry, battle wheel?
Yeah, they point out to the Ferris wheel. The battle wheel.
I'm also going to point...
At what?
At the battle wheel.
Let's do that! That sounds awesome!
Maybe we should do the Jacob's Ladder or the slide. Let's try those first.
You're like a Wimpod.
I am not a Wimpod.
Gentlemen, what's the ruling?
Hey, we're not stepping into this.
They're Wimpods too. Let's do this thing.
Alright, let's go to the battle wheel. I'm gonna race Max to the battle wheel.
Oh, now who's eager?
I'll show you I am not a Wimpod.
Turns out you're Marty McFly. Cool.
I think we can call it here, guys.
Yeah, I think that seems like a good spot.
We'll pick up on the battle wheel on the next episode.
I'm quite proud of the battle wheel. It was a good invention.
Lucas, don't kill us.
It's a carny game. It's not a gonna kill ya.
It's not a murder wheel. It's a battle wheel.
Lucas, exactly. Don't kill us. There's no show if we're dead.
Well, don't do stupid things and I won't have to kill you.
Look, I'm only gonna do stupid things.
I know, it's more fun that way.
Yeah.